for Ag Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
When you originally get into the business, you need to start to think about working on your ranch versus always working in it.
That's Scott Tyke, an agribusiness financial advisor with Lincoln Financial, who says many cattlemen and women need to set aside some time for a secure life.
The hard part is that they work, 20 hours a day on their ranch, and they don't always find the time to do what's important, like making sure that their retirement is protected, their family's protected, and their land. Numerous families we work with are trying to pass down the ranch to their kids, but unfortunately they don't know how to do it. And that would be the succession planning and the estate planning. Because they said, I got a will and a trust. Well, you know what? That doesn't always work because they have 3 and 4 and 5, 6 kids, and one or two of them work in the ranch and the others don't. And when mom and dad are gone, what happens to the ranch? So mom and dad are a little concerned about what can we do now to secure keeping the ranch either in the bloodline or keep it a ranch. And if mom and dad are gone, one of the children says, I need to be bought out. And they said, I don't have the money because I don't want to parcel up the land. So we've got different planning ideas that you can look at depending on their goals.
And what are some of those next step options?
He can lease the land. He can lease the cows. He can run the operation and just pay them an income stream. And it just really depends on what the landowner wants to do. Oftentimes, there's other opportunities out there other than just running cattle. They want to run cattle on half of it, and they want to get an income stream from other areas, whether it be wind or solar, or you name it. You just never know what's out there. But the key is to keep it ranch land. And I think that 99% of the people here, or 100, want to do that.
That's Scott Tyke, estate and succession planning specialist with Lincoln Financial Advisors.
Bill, you know it's hands down for the best tasting meat protein.
It's one of the most marketable things that we have.
That's Stacy Lorenz. She's the director of outreach with the Illinois Beef Association. And of course, we know what she's talking about. That beef is what you eat when you're celebrating.
Nothing tastes like beef, so it's just one of those premier things that our consumers know, like when it's a holiday or some kind of celebration, you're going to go for the better cuts and the better quality product, which everyone knows is beef, because we've had so many surveys out there that what tastes the best out of all the proteins, and beef is always top choice for everyone. So that's definitely our number one marketing campaign for having people choose beef.
We asked Lorenz if she's had to field any calls from any anti-livestock, anti-ag animal activists.
I haven't received any calls, but I'm sure just going out to events and things like that, that there's always going to be some of those kind of people out there kind of protesting against what we do. But that's just when you have to educate yourself and educate them and use the right things and teach them the right way that and how we're raising and things like that is humane. And you have to know the right way to talk to those kind of activists.
That's Stacy Lorenz. She's the director of outreach for the Illinois Beef Association. Now this.
Sustainable quality in today's beef business is consistently higher grading, DNA parent verified beef. Uncommon to the beef industry? Not if it's the American Akiushi. More prime beef from American Akiushi bulls is more profit tomorrow. Start your sustainable future today with nature's healthy beef, the American Akiushi. For American Akiushi Association breeders or information, go to akiushi.com.
In more news, Ethan Lane is Executive Director of the Public Lands Council with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and very hopeful that there'll be some changes in the monument designation, which impacts the cattle industry.
That's something we've been pretty excited about this year. You know, monument designations for any of us that are Westerners are really a personal thing. I'm from Arizona, and when you look at the way the Antiquities Act has been abused over the last 100 years, to those of us that are from areas with a large federal land footprint, it's really offensive because there is so little regard for local input into those decisions. It is the President of the United States, regardless of his knowledge of the subject, that draws a circle on a map and just says that land now has a different status and everything that was happening in there before is done, and we're going to protect it. We're going to lock the gate.
For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.